Plowman and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, President Caleb Wehunt of the Pine Ridge School Board is trying to inaugurate a new school system, much to Lum's disgust. The new system emphasizes practical subjects and is designed to use the town's businessmen and craftsmen as instructors. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Let's...
late, but I... For the land's sakes, what's going on in here?
Oh, nothing much. How do I look?
Well, I'd say you look sort of silly, Lum.
Silly?
Hey, what you got on your lodge robe for?
Well,
hey, what's that cardboard on your head for, Lum?
It ain't a cardboard.
Well, look, what are all these folding chairs doing in here? You going to hold lodge meeting right here?
No.
What, did the lodge hall burn down?
No, of course it never. These chairs are just for my class.
Huh?
I borrowed them from the church. Got up at 6 o'clock this morning and towed them over here by myself.
Did you say these were for your class?
Yeah. And from now on, Abner, I'd like for you to refer to me as Professor Edwards.
Professor Edwards?
Yeah, LLD and something initials by my name.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds good. All us professors has initials after our names.
Logie's Lum, what's all this about anyway?
How do you like this mortarboard?
Huh?
This thing on my head here.
That ain't no mortar board.
It is so.
You couldn't tote no seaman in that thing, Lum. That's nothing but a piece of cardboard, and you know it.
I know it is, but this is a different kind of mortar board.
My doggy, I'll say it is.
This ain't the kind you tote seaman in. This is the kind you wear on your head.
Oh. Well, whereabouts do you carry the cement, then?
You don't carry no cement.
Well, Lum, it ain't gonna jump up into place by itself, I can tell you that right now. What's this you're aiming on cementing anyway, Lum?
I ain't aiming on cementing nothing. I'm just being a professor, that's all. That's why I'm wearing this stuff.
Are you feeling all right, Lum?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, thank you. Of course I am.
Huh?
You see, all I done was take a square piece of cardboard, paint it black, and pin it onto this skull cap and hang a tassel on it. And I'm all set. All professors wear these mortar boards.
They do?
Why, sure.
Well, can't they afford to buy a hat?
Well, of course they can.
I reckon their pay is pretty low. I know Professor Sloan's always complaining about it, but wait a minute here, Lum. How do you figure you're a professor, anyway?
Well, if you'll give me a chance to get a word in edgeways, I'll explain it to you.
Well, go ahead, explain it. I'd love to know about this. You got my curiosity roused up something dreadful.
Well, you know that plan that Caleb Wehunt's got for the school this year?
You mean the one you said would ruin our whole educating system?
Well, yeah, that's it. The one where he wants to just learn the scholars practical subjects like shoe repairing and blacksmithing and haircutting and all that.
Yeah, I know about that, yeah.
Well, I've been studying about it, and whilst I still think it's a poor idea, I gotta admit there's one or two good points to it.
Well, I thought it was all good.
Oh, no. How could it be good with fellas like Ira Hodgkins and Mose Moots and Caleb himself as teachers?
Oh.
That was part of the plan, you know, having fellas in town learn the young'uns whatever subject they're familiar with. Like, for instance, Mose teaching barbering.
Yeah, I know all that, Lum, but are you going to be one of the teachers, too?
Well, natural.
Well, I do know. Is that what you think is good about this plan?
Well, I will say this for Caleb. Pinting me one of the professors is the smartest one thing he's did since he's got to be president of the school board. I'll say that.
Lum, you don't hardly know nothing at all about the subject you're going to try to learn them.
Well, I do, Donnie.
You don't either. Now, what do you know about cement mixing?
Cement mixing?
Yes, sir.
I never said nothing about learning them that subject.
Well, what you got that mortar board for then?
Abner, I explained all that to you once. Now forget it. The subject I'm learning the scholars is called Interstate Commerce, High Finance, Executive Ability, and Business Administrations.
Huh.
Granny, if that ain't an impressive sounding subject, I never heard one.
Where about did Caleb Weehunt ever learn all them words, Lum?
Well, Caleb never actually exactly used them words. Not exactly, anyways.
Oh, well, what did he call it?
Well, that's what he meant, though.
Yeah, but I mean, how did he put it?
Oh, he just got it all mixed up.
I know, Lum, but what name did Caleb call all your subjects?
You mean what Caleb told me he wanted me to learn the youngin?
Yeah, that's it, right there.
Oh, well, why do you want to know that?
I just want to know what it is. I know he never used them big words, and I just love to know what he
all
told
right,
you was.
Right. He called it country storekeeping. But, Granny, that don't sound good.
Well, can you change the name of it that way?
You can if it means the same thing. I'm the professor of the course. I ought to be able to name it, I reckon.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to be known as L. Edwards, professor of country storekeeping.
No.
I'd a sight rather be professor of interstate commerce, high finance, executive abilities, and business administrations.
Doggies, the youngins that take up books in your class won't have no idea at all what they're taking up, though, Lum.
Yes, they will. Them youngins ain't as ignorant as you give them credit for being. Abner, do you reckon I got enough chairs in here?
Well, I don't know where else you could put any more. You must have might nigh 30 chairs in here, ain't you?
37 altogether.
37?
Yeah, but I reckon the rest of them can sit on the counter or on the floor or summers whilst I'm giving my lectures. A couple of them can sit on the stove. There ain't no fire in it.
Well, law me, Lum, how many scholars you expect to have in your class? You got enough chairs here now for half the school.
Well, natural. My class will be the most popular one, won't it?
Will it?
Why, sure.
Huh?
You don't actually think any of the youngins are going to go to them classes on barn painting or shoe repairing, do you?
Well, they might. That's what they want to take up. I reckon they will.
Well, you know good and well none of them will go over to Caleb's place to learn blacksmithing.
Well, no, I don't reckon none of them want to do that.
Of course not. They oughtn't to put that course in the first place.
No.
That's Caleb's idea. He wanted to be a professor, and that's the only thing he knows.
Well, natural.
They want to learn something high class. Besides that, they want to have me for their teacher, too.
They will, huh?
Why, sure, natural. They want somebody they can look up to and admire. They want to learn how to grow up to be like me, maybe. I just hope I can crowd them all in here. It's the only thing that's bothering me right now.
I believe you can. I believe they can make it all right.
I might have to run two classes. I don't know.
Two, huh?
Oh, wait a minute. There comes a batch of them now.
Huh?
See them coming down the road?
Oh, yeah. I do know.
Bunch of the scholars.
Is it time for the classes to start?
Yeah, in about 2 minutes now. At 9 sharp, I take up books.
Oh.
Now, I don't want you interrupting me none, Abner.
I won't. I can sit over in a corner and watch, oh, can I?
Yeah, if you don't make no noise.
I won't shoot no paper watch or nothing. I'll be good.
Wouldn't hurt you none to listen to what I've got to say, neither.
Well, I'll
help you.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I'm going to tell them is... And is they're making a mistake. They're going on by the store.
Yeah, maybe they're going somewhere else. Yeah, see there? I believe they're heading for old Eli's shoe repairing shop. That's where they're going on.
Well, now, what in the world would they want to go there for?
Why, to take up books, natural.
Well, they must be the ignorant kids. I'll get all the rest of them, I know. Know that for sure.
Yeah, wait a minute, there comes Mary. Yeah, she's heading this way all right, Mom.
Oh,
yeah.
I knowed she would.
Yeah.
I'm bound you she'd be one of my smartest scholars, too.
Oh, she's smart as a whip, that young one. Well, hello, sis.
Hello, Gladney. Gee, you look funny, Uncle Lum.
He's a professor, Mary. He's supposed to look that way.
Yeah.
He claims.
Just pick yourself out a good seat there, sis. Right in the front row, if you want to.
Oh, I won't have time, Uncle Lum. I have to get to my new class.
Well, this is it. It's going to be held right here in the store. Just sit down anywhere.
All right, Doggies, Lum, there comes another big batch of youngins, sir. Look at them.
Are they joining up?
Yeah.
Must
come
be
on.
My batch.
No. Believe they're going on by.
Oh.
Looks sort of like they're heading for Mose Mootsie's barber shop down there.
Yeah, well, go on, sis. Sit down. You got to obey me now that I'm your teacher.
Yeah, but you ain't my teacher. Caleb Weehunt is.
Caleb Weehunt?
Yeah. I'm going to take up blacksmith work.
Blacksmith work?
Mm-hmm. Marcy Gray told me all about how his mom up in Iowa is a lady blacksmith, and she's an awful nice lady, and she's just like a father to Marcy, and that's what I want to grow up to be.
For the land, see.
But you don't want to do a half-witted thing like that.
Yes, I do. I've thought it all out.
But you'll be the only one in the class there. Nobody else will take up that work.
Of course they won't, sis.
Well, I'm going to, though. Mousy said I could get a job easy when I grow up, because they ain't hardly no lady blacksmiths in the county, hardly at all.
Well, I ain't going to let you grow up to be one of them, I can tell you that right now. If you go in his class, you'll be the laughing stocks of the whole town. And it'll look bad for me, too. Of
course, now, it would make her stout, though, Lum. Help her with her field work when she gets married someday.
Abner, you keep out of this. Now, you listen to me.
There comes another bunch of young'uns.
Great.
Just look at them. Yeah. Oh, no.
Going on by, huh?
Yeah, going on by.
Well, I better be going, too. I don't want to be late.
Now, listen, sis. What'll folks think of you if you decide on an idiotic thing like that?
Well,
you'll never be able to live that down, and neither will I. Don't forget, I'm your guardian.
Yes, sir, but Mousy Gray said his mama was a lady blacksmith.
I don't care what Mousy Gray said. I don't want you to do that. Fact is, if you go over there, it'll spoil a plan I've got in mind.
What plan's that, Long?
Well, see, I figure that when Caleb finds out that he ain't going to have a single scholar in his class, well, then maybe he'll realize his school system here ain't no good.
Oh, I see.
And he'll also realize that I'm the only popular feller in town with the youngins.
Yeah.
And then he'll listen to me and change the school back to the way it ought to be.
I know his lump. There comes Cedric up out there. Look there. Leastways, you're going to have him for a scholar, Long.
Yes. Now, that ought to give you an idea about Caleb's class. Even his own boy Cedric ain't taking it up.
Well, I'd still like to be a lady blacksmith, though, because Mommy...
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come on in. Sit down. Take
a
chair.
You got a lot of chairs here to sit in?
Oh, sure. Just look, the room's full of them.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that'll be enough.
Well, if it ain't, I can always put in some more some way.
Oh, I reckon it'll be enough. Will you fellas help me carry them?
Carry them?
Yes, Mom. Over to the blacksmith shop.
Huh?
Papa's got so many scholars there, he don't know where to set half of them. Come on, fellas. Papa says to hurry up.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.